Welcome back, everybody, to the Nosebleeds podcast. I am Chris Witt, and with me, as always, is Mr. Adam Schmidt. Adam, how are you today, sir?
Very excited to talk to you about several things today, but especially your trip that you just got back from.
Yes. So, just got back from Augusta, Georgia. Went to Augusta, Georgia, where they roll the streets at 8 p.m.
Even during that,
Even
even
during Masters week, not so much, but I'll tell you that ain't nothing open on a Sunday
yeah.
in Augusta. I guess that's the Bible Belt. I don't know what that is, but they ain't nothing open on Sunday. So anyway, yes, we got went to the Masters, got to go to practice round on Tuesday, drove out there Sunday night, got out there, tried to find a place to go eat and go get a drink. One place open in Augusta, Georgia. No, there was two. There was a taco joint, like a little hippie style kind of taco joint, and a whiskey bar.
Was the
So,
whiskey bar packed?
yeah, it was an hour and a half wait.
I
So we
bet.
put our name in and went. It was a bourbon and whiskey. I mean, they had tons of bourbons. And we put our name in there and went and ate at the Mexican joint down, because you just walked up and ordered and it was made like now, and you just went and picked it up and sat down yourself. So that was so we went there. That's when we found out. We're like, what is going on? Like, all these restaurants are closed. Why in God's name would they be? It's Masters week. Like, people are here on Sunday. Why are they? Wow, this doesn't make any sense. Talking to the fella who was waiting on us, super nice kid. We're outside having a bourbon afterwards. After we ate dinner, we made it to the bourbon bar. We're talking to this dude, and we're like, man, it's 10 o'clock. And he's telling me, yeah, we're going to stay open until 10:30 because we got enough people here. And we're like, there's like 25 people in here still having cocktails and stuff at 10:30. He's like, yeah, I don't know if it's the county, the city, the state. Guess it's not the state. Can't be the state. It's not the state of Georgia, because Atlanta's in the state of Georgia and everything in Atlanta is open on Sunday, I'm sure. So whatever part of Augusta that has the rule is, if you have to either pay for a liquor license for the entire year of Sundays, you can have your license for the entire year of Sundays, and it's some like it like triples the cost of your liquor license, or you can pick two Sundays out of the year and it'd be a lot less. So I guess they're the only ones that pick two Sundays, and they pick the Sunday before and the Sunday of the Masters. I mean, of course, right?
Course,
How is nobody else in town doing that?
I there's a lot of money to be made there, huh?
Yeah, tons of money. So anyway, that was the first crazy thing that happened. We realized that it rolled up. We go in, man, and I'm gonna tell you right now, like, I can't really explain. Kind of reminds me of like Norwood, right? Like some older homes, but then it's like, oh, hey, we are in the ghetto. And then, oh, hey, there's some nice stuff around here. Or like older homes. I don't know if they're nice or not, but big old homes. A lot of fun, good there. So we pull into this little condo or townhomes or whatever they are. And I don't know if you would have been able to stay, bub. I don't know if you've been able to
Probably
stay.
not.
Walk in, and I thought it was a plant. I thought somebody planted it there, right? So it's Airbnb. So you're at some dude's crib. Okay. That's already one thing for me that's a little weird. I don't know that I've ever stayed in an Airbnb before. Maybe I have. I've done the VRBO, the vacation rentals, right? I've done those, but I don't know that I've ever just been like, hey, I need a crib for a day or a room. I'm gonna stay in your house in your extra room. That's not how this was. We rented the place. We have
Yeah,
four
I could
people.
never do that.
So there's a bedroom with one bed in it. There's another bedroom with two beds in it, and they both got, TVs and like a nightstand, and that's it. So I don't like nobody I don't understand how anybody could live there, and they can't be renting this thing out year round. I mean, nobody's coming there for any reason I can think of except for to go to the Masters. So walk in, bring stuff in, and I'm like, man, that can't be real. So there's just a little living room area. It's tiny. It's a little townhouse, right? Living room, kitchen. Well, I guess the dining room's connected to the living room. Kitchen, bedrooms are upstairs. Walk in, there's this, small hallway about 4 feet that leads to the kitchen. And there's a roach upside down, right dead smack in the middle of the floor. And I went, oh, that's funny. Good work. And I turn around and I'm like, hey, they left a present for us right in the middle. Somebody's messing with us, like joking around about it. Like, obviously, that somebody killed that and put it there or something happened. And they're like, before they left, I don't know. So, yeah, turns out, I don't think that's what happened. I think I found every type of bug in that house,
Yeah.
except hopefully, I did look all over for the bed and everything. No, didn't find any, what do you call them? Bed
Bed
bugs.
bugs, yeah.
But, these little like gnats and like just little creepy crawly things all over the place. We're just killing them, put them down. So I didn't show you this, but so on the refrigerator are letters, like the alphabet letters,
Oh,
the
yeah.
magnets. So as a joke, I'm just in there one the first night, and there's like dead bugs everywhere. I think they put one of those foggers in right
Yep.
before we got there, and it killed a bunch of bugs that are probably in there. Well, the it's got a mail slot in the front door. Well, it doesn't close. It's wide open. So I stuck a garbage bag in there. I was like, well, that's where the bugs are coming in. It's wide open. Stuck a garbage bag in, rolled it all up nice and tight, could fit it in there so it would close it up. So anyway, I was able to devise on the refrigerator with the letters. It took me a while because I'm not the smartest human being. And I also had a few cocktails in me. But I was able to get plenty of bugs and roaches. And I left that on the refrigerator.
Oh man.
Anyway, that was funny. It's somebody else's house, so it's weird, right? Like, the shower water pressure in a shower was like 1,000 miles an hour, which I love,
Yeah.
except for it didn't drain. So like my feet were in water all the time. Anyway, that's the Airbnb. To be honest, it did exactly what it needed to do. We had a place to sleep. We went out every night, had cocktails, dinner, whatever, tried to get up early to we got up early to play golf on Monday.
Play.
Play golf on Monday, which was the eclipse day. So we played golf at 10. Eclipse out there, the prime time they said was like 3 o'clock. I mean, it just kind of looked like it went from 3 o'clock to like 5:45 or something, right? It just kind of looked a little like, I don't know, nothing. You couldn't tell anything, and you couldn't look at the sun and see nothing. There was no craziness. So I don't know how cool it was, except for pictures that I got from my wife and kids. They went somewhere and saw the totality or whatever they call it, right? Says there's like a little jitterbug on the moon or something, or sun. But it got dark, dark, like dark. How was yours?
The eclipse
Did you
was
see anything? Did you have glasses?
yeah, I had the glasses. I went into the office. I was working in the office that day, and they had a they threw at work, they threw this big party,
Sure, they
this
don't want
big
anybody
eclipse
to they
party.
don't want anybody to call off, right? So they plan a party, they got like moon pies and probably Sunny Delight and weird stuff like that. I've heard this multiple times.
So there we have two buildings, and the party was at the one building, the
Okay.
one that I don't work in.
You didn't go to the party.
I didn't walk up the hill to the party. I didn't walk up the little hill to the party.
Did you go out and look at it?
I did. Me and everybody else in my building, most of
Yeah.
the other people just went out in the parking lot and we were out there for 30 minutes maybe.
Yeah.
And then, once it actually started, I mean, you could use the glasses, look up and see where you couldn't tell just by the daylight, but you could see when you looked at directly at the sun with the glasses,
You see the moon
you could
coming?
see how much of it was covered by the moon
I
already.
gotcha.
And then once it got all the way, we were, I forget, I mean, that's the other thing. Depending on what you saw, all over the internet had different things, like where you were supposed to go. What percentage where you were, that it
Yeah.
was going to be.
Yeah.
I heard 98%. I heard 99%. I heard 99.9. I heard 100. I heard 98.1. I heard, I mean,
Yeah. It was in the
mostly.
90s, though. It was in
It
the
was
upper
way,
90s,
yeah,
so that's
way up
good.
there,
Yeah.
way up there. So it was fine, and it got as dark as it looked at. It looked like, I mean, now that after the times changed everything, it looked like maybe 8 o'clock or something like that,
So
seven
it got
thirty.
dark.
It wasn't
At 2
totally
o'clock, it was
dark.
getting dark, but it felt like it was getting dark.
At 3:10 or
Oh,
whatever
okay.
is when, and it lasted for 4 minutes or some 5 minutes or
The
something
sun
like
came
that,
back out.
and it came back out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was it. It was it was it wasn't anything. I wasn't like building up to it, like, oh my God, I can't, the eclipse, I can't wait. And anyway, but
So my wife's
they
where they were, they said that the birds stopped chirping. Like they
made
could
it.
hear crickets, like, you know, it
Yeah.
was like 3 minutes of, you know, darkness. They said
Yeah.
it was like 9:30 at night.
Yeah, they said at the zoo, all the animals went into wherever they sleep in
Really?
their thing
Yeah.
when that happened. Yeah, and then they
And
came back
it
out
came
after.
right back out, like,
Yeah.
oh, okay, I guess I got my nap in.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm gonna not gonna lie to you. I think it's pretty cool. And I wish that I was with them for that once in a lifetime opportunity to see that. But I was in Augusta, Georgia for a once in a lifetime opportunity as well. So, you know, it kind of, you know, it is what it is.
That's the other thing. I've heard it's going to be 400 years before that happens again.
Now,
I've heard it's going to
it,
be 40 years. It's going to be
24,
20 years. It's going to be
2044.
7 years. It was just 2 years ago. It was just 7 years
Well, those are
ago.
lunar
It
eclipses.
was
Those are lunar eclipses.
1491 the last time it happened. I mean, I heard
Yeah.
every single different thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm sure it's all like there are very specific types of eclipses and everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. But this total solar eclipse is like every 20 years.
Okay.
So it'll be 20 more years, and apparently it's going to be state or two south of us this time.
Okay.
I mean, NASA's got it. You can watch, you can see it on NASA's website. That's where somebody sent it to me. They're the ones that figure it all out.
Yeah.
But yeah, 2044 is the next time something like that will happen. I hope I'm still alive, but God only knows. So it could be once in a lifetime. I got to go to the Masters instead. So we're in Georgia when all that goes down. Couldn't tell anything. Just kind of looked a little hazy outside, is what it is. So after golf,
We'll be in our 60s.
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, be in my sub. Yeah, exactly. I'll be 61. So after golf, we've been talking all week about how John Daly gets there on Saturday beforehand and is there for an entire week till Sunday, the last day of the Masters, from like 12 to like 5 or something like that. Or even later, maybe it's probably 12 to 8, I don't know, something like that, at Hooters every single day, selling merchandise, just selling stuff. So I'm like, we're going to Hooters to go see my dude, right? Like, that's gonna happen. I'm going to Hooters to go see John Daly. I've heard stories where like one guy told me that he answered the phone one day, and he answers the phone, and the guy goes, "Hey, fat boy," or something like that. And he goes, "Who is this?" He goes, "This is John Daly." And he goes, "Get out of here." And his buddy's in the background laughing. "It really is, man. It really is." And he's like, "Oh my God." You know, and he got to talk to John Daly from the phone. But he'll do whatever. So he's got this stuff called Good Boy Vodka.
Okay.
Okay, that's his vodka. It's not vodka though. It's like they're like, you know, they're in little seltzer light cans. But it's not fizzy. So it's like it's vodka lemonade, vodka tea, vodka this, vodka that, in these little drinks. And that's it's his drink, his company. So I immediately go out there, and you know, I'm like, I gotta buy something from Uncle John. So go up there, and first thing's hilarious. So he's in there, and there's people standing there getting all their gear, and he's signing everything, you know, signing away, taking pictures, just yakking it up with everybody. Just he don't give three flying F's about nothing. This dude is living his best life. He goes, "Hold on, boys, hold on." He turns around and he grabs his drink, his Good Boy Vodka, sitting back there, and he takes a big old swig, and he goes, "Good Lord, I taste good." So anyway, so I get a little flag signed. Got this stupid tank top, says grip it and rip it. He said, "You gotta get something for your wife." I'm like, "All right, what's the cheapest thing you got here? She's not gonna wear it anyway." And he's like, "The tank top." I don't remember how much it was, $15 or something. He didn't sign that. And show doesn't wear tank tops, so whatever. John Daly talked me into it. Totally talked me into it. He also talked me into buying the most expensive flag he sold, because I was like, "You just whichever one, dude. I'll take any of the flags. Just sign it. I'm happy." And then I find out it's the most expensive one they sell. He totally got me. So anyway,
what does the flag say? What's it look like?
It's the from the St. Andrews, the from the Open Championship, the British Open. It's the 18th hole at the British Open.
Oh,
So
okay.
when you
Was
go
this
check. From
used?
90,
Okay.
no, but it's just got the picture and it's got the date from when he won or whatever.
Okay.
So kind of cool. So take it back and I look up and he's starting to walk. Or no, yeah, he's starting to walk out. And I'm like, "I'm going to the bathroom. John Dale's going to the bathroom. I'm going to the bathroom." I walk up. I can't remember. I said something to him and he was like, "I hear you, buddy." And he patted me on the ass. And
While you're
I'm like,
peeing?
"No, I'm
Oh.
walking to the bathroom. I'm walking with John Daly." He's got one, like, technically security guard, I guess, just some big dude that's just walking with him. That dude didn't do anything. Everybody talked to him, high-fiving him. He gives me a little, I can't remember what I said, but I'd had a few good boy vodkas in me at that time. And he gives me a pat on the ass. And I'm like, "God, John Daly just patted me on this. This is awesome." I go walk in, stall next to me. Stall next to
All
me.
stall.
We are, did I say stall? Urinal
Oh,
next to
okay.
me. We're going, we're. Me and John Daly hanging out taking a leak, man.
Wait. Was there an opportunity to leave a space?
No.
Okay.
No, there's three. There's one there. He went to the far right. I went into the middle right next to him. But there's dividers, right? We weren't like, it doesn't matter. Even if there wasn't, I still was going right next to John Daly and
Okay.
peeing. That doesn't matter. So he said some
It's
smart
a violation of bathroom
yeah, he
code.
said some smart thing in the in there about, peeing in the men's room or something. I don't know. And I just laughed because I mean John Daly said words, so I'm gonna laugh. And he gets done, flushes the toilet, give me another pat on the butt. I got two pats on the butt from John Daly. Two of them. Me and John Daly are new best friends. I shouldn't say that because our buddy that was there with him, it's actually a guy that I me and your brother went to school with that was going with somebody else, and we just got in contact, and he came and met us there. And he smokes cigarettes, so the four of us that went were at a table, and him and his buddy came later. And that's was a whole nother. We screwed that waitress up. Poor girl had no idea what was going on. So anyway, he goes out and he smokes cigarettes. He must have smoked three cigarettes out there with John Daly, like all different ways you could smoke a cigarette too, man. There's pictures of them with their own in their nose and. Two of them and all this. I'm like, this dude's insane. John Daly's a crazy dude.
Is a crazy dude.
So anyway, that was super hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah, super. That was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Got out of there. Huh?
Go ahead. Go
No,
ahead,
go
please.
ahead. No, go
No,
ahead.
I was just gonna ask like the next thing, like what's so like the practice rounds, what were those like?
That's
Who
it.
did you
So
see there?
that's it. So then we go the next morning, we get up. Out of the house, I want to say 6:15, 6:30. Get there. It only took about 15 minutes to get there. And we go walk down into the line and we're like, holy, like we parked right next to the entrance, but the line was a ways. So we get there and it didn't take long at all. We were in tickets scanned by 7 a.m. 7 o'clock in the morning. The first thing you walk into is the practice area. Right, you've got the drive. Well, you walk in and there's two greens set up, with probably four bunkers around each one of them, and you can hit out of the sand there, practice your sand shots, and then you've got the practice green for putting, and then next to that is the driving range, and there's a grandstand behind that, and there wasn't many people in the grandstands, and the only people on the driving range anywhere was Tiger Woods and Fred Couples.
Wow.
Freddie Couples, Tiger Woods, and then Justin Thomas comes out a little bit later and hits with them. Their first three, they're going off together. First three to go off. And they're going off, I want to say it was like 7:45, something like that, 8 o'clock. It was pretty early. So we're like, we're following Tiger for as long as we can.
Sure.
So we were too late to get to the first tee. We couldn't get on the tee box at the first tee. So we kind of went down. And you know, like when you look at those and like the it's lined with people and they hit a driver into it. And it's I was scared to death. I was like, this is gonna happen. I'm gonna do it. And I lean over the ropes and look up as Tiger's hitting, and that ball just soars by right down the middle. It's like, oh my God. It was cool. And then I had my camera and they came walking down the middle of the fairway. Tons of pictures. I mean, they weren't 15, 20 yards from us. Fairways are very, there's quite a few fairways that are pretty big there. Greens are impossible. So followed Tiger, maybe two, three, four holes. We finally did get kind of on a tee box one time with him. But it was, that was awesome. But the practice rounds, I'm thinking they're just going to go out, play a round of golf. That's not what they do. I'm an idiot, apparently, because everybody knows that's not what they do. I didn't know that, but apparently everybody knows that except me.
So I thought too.
So they go out and they usually hit one off the deck, right? They hit one off the tee box, off the deck. Yeah. They hit one off the tee box. And depending on, you know, par four, par five, or par three, if it's par three, sometimes they'll take a second shot off the tee box on a par three and aim for a different spot on the green. Mm-hmm. So you can see them. A lot of them weren't even shooting at the pin at all. Like even putting, like they'd walk up. So anyway, I'll get to that. So they'll take a couple shots and they walk down, but like par fives, they'll hit, or par fours, they'll hit a shot and then they'll stop before they get to their driver where they hit their driver and play from where they would play like a long iron from. So they'll stop at like 220 out, hit, and then walk up to where they hit their driver and be like 120 out and hit from there. And then they get up there and they roll about three or four balls out and the caddies get out there and they start throwing these little circles on the green for different places to shoot for. Mm-hmm. Like where the pin placements will more than likely be on different days, right? Well, because they've all seen them a million times.
Yeah.
So they're chipping away. They chip, 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 go to a different part, all around the green, chip to those same spots, all three spots. They're putting the grass. First off, it's the most beautiful course you've ever seen in your life. And we'll get to that in a minute of how they keep it that way. Yeah. But it's gorgeous. Like the rough that they hit out of is like fairways we hit out of. They're literally putting right through this rough like it's nothing to get it up on top of these greens. And then they it's all about just getting it on top of the green and letting it do its thing because the greens are insane. I'm talking like some of the greens got to have 5 foot hill, like 5 foot of difference, peak difference.
Wow.
Insane. Bunkers are crazy. This people kept telling me this is it's hilly. It's so hilly. Wear comfortable shoes. It is incredibly hilly. You're going to be walking a lot. Whatever they said, they should have told me to multiply it by 10. There's not a flat. The only flat spot is if you go to the bathroom, right? There's no flat spot on this course anywhere. You're always on a hill. No matter where you're at, you're on a hill. You're either coming up or you're coming down. One of the two.
Should have brought your Skechers.
Yeah, should have had the Skechers or the Hokas. Yeah. I'm good, you know? Instead, I just had some Air Max on. But that was cool. We walked every single hole. We wanted to walk, you know, the full 18. Moving around a lot, you know, a couple times we would jump from place to place, but then we go back to, like, we get four and then kind of come back over to where 12 and all that is, and then something like that. I'm terrible with the numbers of the holes. But it's smaller than you would think it would be.
Mm.
It's not like the holes are all right on top of each other. It's not as big as you would think. Now, there's not a cart path in sight.
Sure.
So it's obviously designed for close quarters to walk. But it was that was crazy to me. Like you could, there were spots you could see three or four different holes. Mm. Like, because you get up on a hill and you can see a tee box here. You can see a second shot over here and you can see, you know, shot to the green from here. You just by walking 15 feet in a triangle, you could see three different holes.
Yeah.
So there was probably five spots you could do that on the course all over. So we, you know, walked the whole thing. It was amazing. This place is immaculate. Like it's Bermuda grass, and it almost looks so green. Because around here, if somebody's got Bermuda grass, it usually looks yellow all the way up until, you know, June, and then June, July, it looks green, and then August, September, October is right back to yellow, right? Like, this stuff was pristine. It's insane. It's so lusciously green, so short. I don't know. It's insane. People say it's fake, but
I do. I have heard that they walk around with like
spray paint or whatever. Paint, I didn't see anybody with spray paint. I've heard that too. I didn't see anybody with it. I wouldn't be surprised. I definitely wouldn't be surprised. The sand they use to fill the, you know, is green, the same color green. If you look at this place on Google Earth, I looked at it. So you've got Augusta National, and then you've got Augusta Country Club. So the Country Club has its own course. And then you have Augusta National, where the Masters is. I think that's how it works. From Google Earth, from above, it's like dense green, like as beautiful dark green as you can get. And then Augusta National Country Club just looks like a regular course. It's mostly like, yeah, it's so much lighter colored.
Delhi Par 3.
Yeah, exactly. It's insane. It's crazy how luscious and how green everything is there. For the amount of people walking around and everything.
Yeah.
So they, the divots, you don't see a divot. When you watch it, like the next day, I mean, outside of the tee box where they're hitting from that day, you see divots where people have hit that day. But at the very end of the round, dude, there must have been 100, not 100. It was probably 15 to 20 guys walking down the fairway. Yeah. And they, you know, they're looking for divots. They've got turf that are like perfect little rectangles. And they've got this like div, it's this tool. You ever seen somebody change the cup on a golf course?
Mm-hmm.
They like push down, twist, and it pulls that perfect sod up. They put the thing and then just replaces to the next one.
Yeah.
They pull up where the divot is in the middle of the fairway, and then they place a piece of turf in.
Okay.
Every single round. So after every day, they do that. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's why it looks so
good. That's why it looks that amazing. It was so crazy to see all the, like, they were coming out, man. They were kicking us out. We legit got kicked off the 18th tee box because we were all the way up in that corner for the 18th tee box. And guys like, what are you guys doing? We're like, we just got to get one picture down 18th tee box, see how narrow it is. And he's like, yeah, I've heard that a million times. I got my eye on you. The security was cool. But we got up there, took a bunch of pictures, and they're finally, we come walking back. And they're like, come on, man, it's time. We got to go. These guys got to do their jobs. And there was tons of groundskeepers that just came out and were doing all the different stuff. They had blowers. They were like blowing the rough where people walked, like the traffic where the would be, they just had leaf blowers, and it was blowing the grass back to being where it needed to be.
Fluffy, yeah.
You can only, like, insane, dude. They had people walking around everywhere picking up garbage. They had these like cloth satchels on and little pickers. I didn't see a piece of garbage. They're picking up pine cones. They legit were picking up pine cones. I guess they don't want anybody stepping or, you know, on a pine cone or
sure. Ball
hitting a pine cone. I don't know. It was insane. This ridiculous, like, crazy. Most beautiful, like, shit, cold chills. The most beautiful place in the world. I must have took 2,000 pictures. No idea what they look like. We're allowed to bring a camera, but no phone. Oh. So I got my wife's Nikon, you know, with the big old lens on the end of it, and we'll see how they turned out.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
But I think I got
to take them to Walgreens and get them developed.
No, but my buddy Mike, my buddy Little, he had 27 pictures or 24 pictures. He went and bought a disposable camera. Went and got a disposable camera. Hit click. So I was like, dude, you may take a picture of you in front of this one spot. And he's like, yeah, I take the picture. I hand it back. He goes, oh, no, no, no. You didn't even get to do the fun part. He handed it back to me so I could roll it. So we were standing by the practice green. Bubba Watson's putting. We're, you know, 10 yards from Bubba Watson, and he's putting. And we're just sitting there watching him. And I'm taking pictures because right there you can also see straight down the driving range. every single player taking shots. You're like right in line with it. So I'm taking pictures there and I hear click behind me and I turn around to think it was him. There was another guy there with a disposable camera.
35 millimeter.
That's right, baby. That's right. Yeah. That's so I got some, I took a picture of every hole. I took a picture everywhere. I tried to like take a picture of the hole number and then walk the hole and take pictures from different angles of that. And then take a picture of the next hole number. Mm-hmm. So I could kind of know, okay, this is six, this is seven, but there are times we kind of jumped and we had to, I got to like use my brain and figure out what we did here. Mm-hmm. Good thing is Mike Little was with us. He knows what I hit on the seventh hole 15 years ago at a course I didn't even know I played at. So he'll remember. It'll be fine.
Pete Rose memory.
Yes, that's the Pete Rose memory, the elephant memory. People are crazy. But it was, dude, the place was unbelievable. The merchandise is so expensive.
I'll bet.
But you the got, place you got is awesome. There, right yep, there. Got me a little, got a lid. Dude,
got a $58 hat.
Let me ask you about this. All right. Okay. I like golf.
You sure do.
I guess I don't get into it as much as I don't watch it as much as I would like to. I love watching golf, but I don't watch it that much. Do you remember like in the 70s and 80s, they'd have the hat and it would have like a rope across the front of it?
Absolutely.
That apparently is back in style.
Yeah.
You knew that?
Yeah.
I'm like, what are all these rope hats out here? They're selling them for, you know, 40 bucks, 50 bucks for a hat.
Anything retro, man. Anything Dude, retro. Anything like, 70s and 80s.
So if 90s. You either bought a rope hat or this little tiny floppy thing that some, you know, only like 70-year-olds wear when they're cutting their grass
sure.
to keep their bald head, this was the only hat that I could get that looked like a normal hat.
I like that hat. It's really
nice. I love that. It's a little bit of a weird blue. It's not quite like, you know, Carolina blue, which is kind of where I like to go with different stuff I have. Like I got the shorts on close enough, but it's just a little light. Mm-hmm. So I don't know when I'm ever going to wear it, except for maybe on the podcast on Masters Week. Probably won't wear it that much because I sweat hats out so bad.
Yeah.
So I got to keep it fresh. I got to keep it somewhere. And
if you're going out, nice hat.
I can't even do that because every time I say I got a going out nice hat, I end up doing something that makes me sweat. And then I end up ruining that.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't take much. I can walk down the steps in the air conditioning and sweat. So without doubt. But it was it's an 8.5 hour drive. It took us, probably took us 10 hours to get there. It probably took us 9.5 to get back. And it was, I drove the whole way, both ways. It was a lot, bud. It was a lot.
But you had a great time, huh?
I had a blast.
Time of your life.
Oh, my God. It was so much fun. And then what did we do? Oh, so then after the Masters, we had to go back. We had to go find something else to do. Hit a couple places up. Finally find this, like, it's a place with this with a singer in there. She's singing country music, a little hopping area in there. Wasn't bad. Sat in there for a while, and then it was time to go.
Yeah.
When the old man in the group says it's time to go, then it's time to go.
Who's the old? You're the old man of the group.
I'm not the old man of the group. Oh, No. It's the guy who, my buddy Brian, who won the ticket.
Oh, yeah.
We gave him a hard time. We gave him a hard time all weekend. We give Brian a hard time a lot, and it's only because we love him. And sometimes you can see him get a little irritated, and it's like, okay, now I'm not going to stop and feel bad sometimes. But we always make sure we always tell him how much we love him. I'm always giving him hugs and, you know, he knows it's all in fun. He just can't. Sometimes he struggles with it, but he just seems like he's always in a hurry. He would just take off walking away from us. We're like, dude, we don't have phones. We can't get lost. Stay together. We're never going to find each other in this place. So it was fun. We kind of messed with him a little bit. Told him that, we kept telling him, dude, I know you're not having any fun, but this is unbelievable.
Sounds kind of like me.
No, nah. It was cool. Everybody was awesome. Brian, thank you so much, dude. It was a once in a lifetime experience. Maybe twice if one of us get lucky and hit the lottery again.
There you go.
Maybe, but for now it's once in a 40-year lifetime. And only happened because of him. And that was super awesome to get to go. It was him, his little brother, who's a year older than me, and then our buddy Mike.
How old is Brian?
Brian's 40.
I thought he was your guy.
44? 45? Yeah, he's older than you. Yeah, he's older than you. Okay. But yeah. Yeah. I want to say that's about where he's at, somewhere in that range. 44 maybe. But no, he's it was a lot of fun. We had a blast.
Good.
So much fun. There's a ton of fun.
So you followed Tiger a lot.
Yep.
You have
pictures
some other
of everybody,
favorites, right?
Man. Yeah, mm-hmm. We didn't get to see Rory. The way we walked it and the way we kind of were trying to get back and forth, we tried to get to him a couple times. Didn't get to see Rory. Wanted to see him. Didn't get to see Bruce Koepka. Wanted to see him.
Did you see Bryson DeChambeau drive at all or anything like that?
So Bryson was one of the guys. So the last two guys on the course, Bryson DeChambeau and Denny McCarthy. I think that's how he says. I mean, anyway, he came in second last week. Anyway, they're the last two guys out there, right? And like I said, we sat and posted there for a while to watch the end of this. So they're coming up, and Bryson hits his drive and just bombs it, right? There's actually a guy who hits the ball farther than him on tour right now. Big, young, big, tall, skinny dude, just kills it. So anyway, DeChambeau, he booms one. We're at the green, hosted up, sat down right on the green, right? Like you sit down behind the ropes with your little green chair. I bought my little green chair, you know, you sit there, which most people, they set their chairs up somewhere and then go walk. And like, if there's a chair empty, people just sit in it. You just go and sit in somebody's chair, and then they come back. Oh, that's my chair. Oh, okay. Get up, sit somewhere else, or you go walk around or do whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah. Very that's like you put your name on the back and that's your chair. You leave it sit somewhere and you just leave.
Huh?
Yep. And it's, you know, you're at a place where everybody does it, and it's just kind of the unwritten rule. You'll mess with nobody's stuff. We're at Augusta National. Act like you're better than somebody. Well, sit in it, but somebody walks in, they just get up and go somewhere else. But that's the thing is, people will put all their seats down at like 16 green because that's got water over it, short par three. But then they'll start walking the course. So like in the beginning, there's like 1,000 green chairs, and you don't pick them up and move them. You don't move a chair. Like somebody got there first. That's their spot now. That's how it works. Now, however, if you want to sit there for a while and watch some guys hit in, more than welcome. Sit right there. Nobody's using the seat. It's there. You're not allowed moving them. Nobody moves anybody's seat, but boom, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah. So pretty cool. Anyway, I don't remember what I was going. Oh, so we're sitting behind green. It was on 9. I think it was on 9. Yeah. Because those two actually played 18 holes. Most of them were only playing 9. So DeChambeau kills his drive, and then he's walking out and he stops. He was one of those guys that he hit one from about 230, stuck it like 5 feet from the pin. Then he comes to his drive and hits it up and then misses it way right off the green. It was in a bunker, and McCarthy's looking back laughing at him, you know. But this is the end. A lot of people have left. There's maybe 15 people around this green. They're the last two people on the course. They're talking to people. Like Bryson didn't talk to anybody, but the McCarthy kid was talking to people. Like somebody, I guess, knew he went to Virginia, and they're like, man, Virginia could have used you this year. You could have got out there and spotted up, hit some threes. He's like, I can shoot, man. I'll tell you, I can shoot, but I'm 5'7". I couldn't get a shot off. And he was joking around talking to this guy. A girlfriend or mom or wife or somebody came walking up to him and talked to him for a minute. And she's like, yeah, they're going to get her from the airport now. He's like, all right, we'll just make sure they get back to here. Like, she had a whole conversation, said hi to everybody, gave his glove and a ball to a kid, and just, you know, just super awesome. They're right there.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like to get in people's business, right? I'm not gonna, as much as I love talking, like when, like, this is their job. They're professional athlete. Like, I'm an old man. I don't need to be, you know, stargazing, fanboying over here. Not like that. But DeChambeau was 10 feet away, talking, laughing, talking to his caddy. Got tons of pictures of him on the, we're right there. They just keep putting back and forth and chipping around the green. And, you know, it's amazing how many caddies are just out there after the players are done or before they go off on practice rounds, just walking around with their little shooter guns on, because you can't have those during the round. So they're shooting from different spots all over the place to get yardage.
Yeah.
And then they'll have like five balls and they'll stand on a green and they'll just kind of roll it real easy, write something down, roll it, write something down, roll it a different way, write something down. The notes and what those caddies do, dude, those caddies put a ton of work in.
They have to be the best in the world.
Ton of work
I'll
in.
bet.
In, they don't just have to know how their player hits and how they're doing right now. They have to know the entire course. And they know the entire course.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow. Very cool.
It
Very
was
cool to get
insane. It was insane.
some inside information on that. I didn't
Yeah.
realize you couldn't have your phone. Makes perfect sense.
Yep, can't have your phone. Now we'll be at the PGA Open because my buddy Mike in that group, he won tickets in the lottery for Sunday at the PGA Open, which is, or
Wow.
the PGA Open, the PGA Championship, which
Wow.
is a which is the next major after this. So
Very cool.
middle of May.
Where's that at?
It's in Louisville,
Oh,
Valhalla in Louisville.
there you go.
Yeah, really cool. So we've already got it figured out. We go down there. It's me, him, and Brian, just three of us. Same three guys there, except for Eric, the brother. And we're gonna walk the course and we're gonna talk to people, find the best place to set up, and we're gonna set up and we're gonna watch because it's Sunday. I'm watching the golfers come through. I'm watching everyone come through. So we gotta find a good place and just kind of set up and really just sit and watch golf, which
Maybe
will
you'll
be a
see
lot of
Pat
fun too.
Kelsey there.
It'd be fun. I'm sure. I'm guarantee he will be there. Guarantee he will be there. But
Putting his L's up.
Putting his L's up, baby. So weird.
Speaking of that, John Calipari left Kentucky suddenly, and he's the new coach at Arkansas.
And
And
he
then,
told Arkansas fans that they could be a blue blood.
did he say that?
He told them
I
that.
saw. I also saw
Good for him.
that he said, "I met with the team today. There is no team because there's one guy on their roster right now.
Is there
One
seriously?
guy.
Oh my God. And he's not a transfer portal guy usually, so he's been a little bit
He's gonna
lately,
be.
but he's gonna be this year. No doubt about it.
He's gonna have to. It'll take him a little bit of time, I think, to build something back up there. But
Yeah.
I mean, not that. I mean, they're usually decent, at least. But
Speaking of John Calipari, did he ever get in trouble for breaking any rules?
I can't ever remember.
Like
He
they had the
he's
they
been he's been either in trouble or investigated or something everywhere he's been, I
Well,
think.
speaking of that, we have someone who was investigated and got in trouble, and he's part of our dearly departed
Yeah.
segment for this week.
That's right.
I don't know if a rest in peace is appropriate, but Orenthal J. Simpson is passed away. 74, 76. How old was he? Something like that.
Yeah, 76
Something
maybe.
like that. Anyway, OJ's gone. Here's my question for you. How, what is the adjective that you would put on OJ, right? Like, you got people that are like, at one point in time, he was a star, a legend, a icon, a whatever, movie star, a broadcast. Like, give me an adjective. Give me something for you that would get the old that would be for OJ as he passes on to the next life.
Adjective for OJ. You know what? Polarizing maybe.
Polarizing. Okay, I like that. I was just thinking, I was watching, listening to somebody today, and they're like, yeah, unfortunately, the guy was one of the greatest to ever do what he did in his first job.
Kill? Oh, the first job. Okay.
And was amazing sportscaster and was, in the Naked Gun movies and, commercials, the whole nine yards. And, but he's going to be no most known for killing two people. But he
But he
was
was acquitted.
acquitted, but then he was found guilty in civil court or something. And it's like, okay, so how does this work,
Then he went
right?
to jail for stealing his own
Stealing his own
merchandise or
memorabilia. That
something.
was dumb. So he goes, all I know is everybody hates him because he killed two people and got away with it. And it's pretty obvious. But I guess if he really didn't do it, that dude lived a tough life.
That's true. That's true. If he did do it though, that dude was golfing every day after that. I mean, he was living a great life for killing a couple people. But Yeah, it was so funny because when a big celebrity dies like that, it's all over. Everybody's saying something about it on the internet. And this was the most disrespectful. I know you're not big on social media, but I'm
No.
all over it. And
Yeah.
I mean, the comedians, there was, I found there's a comedy page that I follow, I think, on Instagram, and it just had like 10 tweets from comedians today
Just
just
like
about OJ.
in a it, that's good.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And they were all jokes right away. They
Oh.
were all like, there was no reverence at all for it. Yeah, kind of strange. Kind
Yeah.
of strange. But anyway, yeah, RIP, our dearly departed
Orenthal.
Orenthal
I don't
James.
know that I'm gonna say RIP. I'm not sure I'm gonna
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
Kick care, I'll carry on you.
is he
Yeah.
going to heaven or is he going to heck or maybe
I mean, the devil's got himself a new little play toy, probably.
tossing around the old pigskin down there.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? In grade school, we went to the library, to the school library once a week, right?
Sure.
And we got so there were there was a series of, and I can't remember who what the author was or who like the not producer, but who put the books out, publisher. But there was a series of like sports biography books, and OJ's was one of them. And for probably 3 years, maybe like fourth, fifth, sixth, or fifth, sixth, seventh, we would go get a book or a couple books from the library. And so I ended up reading those. I just cycled through that, those biographies every time.
Yeah.
And OJ's was one. And I remember specifically in his book, that it said he was a defensive player at first, and maybe this might have been in high school. And there was a play where a guy was being tackled and was reaching the ball out to gain an extra yard or maybe to go across the goal line or something.
Yeah.
And OJ was right there and grabbed the ball out of the guy's hand as he's fallen before his knee touched, I guess, and ran the length of the field and ran by everybody and was a running back from that day on.
I believe that.
And it was a biography. I mean,
Yeah.
OJ didn't, it wasn't an autobiography. If OJ wrote it, he lied about tons of stuff. So it might not have been true, but apparently, this was a story about
Nice.
how he started as running
Nice.
back. But yeah, anyway, that's my OJ. That's my big brush with OJ.
Nice. That was your brush with OJ, huh?
Yeah,
Nice.
reading his biography 10
That's
times.
crazy. Speaking of lying about everything, I heard another story today. A guy was talking and he said, he was talking to a guy that played golf with OJ after he got out or after he was acquitted. He said they're having some cocktails in OJ's backyard. And OJ just straight up looks at him and goes, "So do you think I did it?"
I think I've heard that story. Yeah.
I can't remember who it was or
Yeah.
who was telling the story. It was on radio, sports talk radio today. And they were like, "What do you say to that guy then?" I mean,
Of
you say no, right? Like that's the, I mean,
course.
immediately, nah, man, obviously you wouldn't do that. And you turn around, you take a drink, and you do not make eye
Yeah.
contact.
Yeah. Oh man, what a weird celebrity death.
Yep. He also was in a fantasy football draft and picked Andrew Luck 10 minutes before Andrew Luck retired.
Wow.
Have you ever, there's a video of him and he's like, "Andrew Luck, what did I do to you? You couldn't retire an hour and a half ago." And he's sitting there with a bunch of guys doing a fantasy football draft. And I'm in my head, I'm like, Andrew Luck's gonna go into hiding.
Yeah.
But
Yep.
apparently he had picked him 10 minutes before he retired. "You couldn't have done this an hour and a half ago," he says.
Funny.
Anyway, I don't know. That I just saw a few, bunch of funny stuff today. Like everybody did.
Yeah.
Whew. Man, I apologize.
Speaking of that, I'm feeling the same. So, let's go to the Mount Rushmore of money. What
You
do you
don't
say?
want to tell me about your gym story?
So I went, so you know, going to the gym, yeah, you got there's a pretty good mix of, some younger people, mostly middle-aged to older people, right? At this gym. And so a few things. There's one guy that only exercises in jeans. I don't think he owns any other kind of pants, but so he will he lifts in jeans, but that's not the
Okay.
one. This week I saw another guy, and he I think he also had jeans on. Okay, I'd never seen this guy there before. He had jeans on. he's walking around the place. I didn't see him lift anything, so he might have just been kind of checking it out. Maybe he's a new member or something. But he was walking around the place. Now, at a gym, you see people carrying their water bottles and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a guy carrying a 20-ounce root beer through a gym.
Let's go! Not even diet. Not even diet.
It was the. I mean, he had great taste. He had the A&W. It's the Cadillac of root beers. And I was like, hey, I'm kind of jealous, but hilarious that there's a root beer in this gym.
How in God's name can you do any kind of exercise with all of that fizz in your belly?
and syrup and sugar.
Oh, my God.
So funny.
Same guy with the jeans?
Different guy. Different jeans guy.
So I'm going to ask you this, and I already know the answer. I know where you work out. Mercy Healthplex.
That's right.
I'll put it out there. If anybody wants to go get an autograph, go sign up.
Mm-hmm. Kill me, whatever you want.
I mean, don't do that.
Well,
sorry. Old people work out
there. I feel safe now that OJ's gone. But anyway. I
mean, old people work out there.
They do.
Yeah. What's the age of these two guys?
First of all, before I tell you that, I want to go right off of it. The newest thing, right after I saw that guy, I think it was the next day, there was a guy working out in straight dress clothing. He had black dress pants, like a red or a burgundy, like polo shirt tucked in, dress shoes. He was lifting weights. He was
went and jumped into it, got his little, was it like after like a lunchtime thing?
Nope. This was in the evening. He was, and I'm trying not to exaggerate. If he was somewhere between, I would say, 88 and 98. I'm not kidding. This is the oldest person I've ever seen in my
whole
life.
That's just his clothing that he owns. He doesn't have gym shoes. That's just correct. His clothing. Yeah,
that's right. Just like the jeans guy. That only
it's my wears. It's my grandpa. When my grandpa was alive, he had underwear. He had long John underwear.
Okay.
He had socks. He had white T-shirts, button-up shirts, and slacks. Mm-hmm. Or Dockers or whatever. That's what he owned.
You get rid of the athleisure as you get older, I guess.
Yeah, my man, that is all he ever wore every single day I ever saw him my entire life.
Now, was he going to suspenders, the gym lifting
of course,
weights?
And suspenders.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
No, he didn't need to. He was right in the Gettysburg Address. He used to look like Abraham Lincoln in the day. Abraham Lincoln beard.
That's right.
Yep.
Oh, man. So anyway, I saw the oldest man I've ever seen working out in dress clothes. I saw a man working out with a root beer.
How old?
That guy was in his 60s.
Okay. That makes sense then.
He's in his 60s.
Okay. Give me another one. How old about jeans?
Jeans guy's in his 60s as well.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
I mean, you know, you get that old and you're not out there trying to get a pump in, right?
Sure.
You're just there just to kind of say, hey, I went to the gym today.
That's basically something.
So you can say I did something. Tell your doctor you went to the gym.
Sometimes they just sit on the recumbent bike, and there are people that come in there in wheelchairs and go from wheelchair to the sit down bike to, you know, the low level bike, and then get back on the thing and head out.
Hey, you know, you gotta get your exercise. I mean, if you're obviously not walking to get your exercise.
You're not walking.
So, and his upper body exercise is happening right there with the wheels.
That's right.
I'm sure it takes a little bit of abs too.
Sure.
If you pull it back and try to balance yourself on the wheels, you know how that is. You do the old
tricks.
You do the old hard forward pull back and try to hold yourself up in the
sure,
air.
Yeah.
Take some abs though. So that they got in the wheelchair, they got the upper body and the abs. Can't do a lower body in the wheelchair. Gotta go to the gym, get on the what'd you call it, a recumbent bike.
Yeah.
I said it right.
Yeah.
Hey.
Good job.
Nicely done.
Good job. Yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe they've got the their manufacturer of the wheelchair says BMX on it or whatever, and they can do some stunts, and maybe they're playing a little wheelchair basketball or something.
Yeah, you got to be able to spin on, you know, get a little spin move on them. Do you have to dribble in wheelchair basketball?
No, I don't think so, because I've seen, you know, put it on the lap.
Oh, on the lap and go?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. What if you don't have any legs?
Put it on the seat and go, I guess. On the front of the seat where your torso's not sitting.
I got you. Dude, I'm not going to lie to you. You ever watch one of those games?
Yeah.
Boys can play, dude.
Yeah.
Some of them dudes can straight hoop.
Yep.
It's like, man, if you could only run, you'd have been a pretty good little ball player.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine shooting number one a lot closer to the ground, so further
Oh
from the
gosh,
hoop,
being like
and with
3 feet
no
off the ground,
legs?
being like 3 feet off the ground, have nothing to give yourself any oomph except for like your butt muscle pushing off of your chair. That is your legs. Your butt muscle becomes your legs.
I don't know that there are a lot of threes being taken in those games.
I mean, I feel like there are some strong cats chuck up a three from there.
Yeah,
I think
possibly.
I could shoot a three from a wheelchair.
Well,
100%. Oh, give me 15 of them, I'll make 10.
it's not going to be good form.
No.
Okay.
It'll be as close as I can. It's going to be a little bit more of a heave. I'm probably start a little lower because
You
I
got to get
can't.
that from the hip or whatever,
Yeah,
you know,
like a 5-year-old,
from the
6-year-old,
plastic
seven
hip
year
or
old.
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I wonder if they ever like do something where they pop up on one wheel and just spin that one in the air real fast and just bounce the ball off the wheel and it flies up towards the basket.
There's like trick shot everything now. There's got to be wheelchair
I want to
basketball trick
see. I
shots.
want to see trick shot. I want to see the specific trick shot I just said though.
Yeah.
I'm about to go to the
Somebody's
Guinness
gonna do
Book of
it.
World Records for the farthest, one-wheeled spinarooski bounce the ball into the hoop. That's how you know a guy's a real ball player when he calls it a hoop.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the dude perfect guys, maybe he'll do it.
Oh yeah, that sounds like
They could
something
do
I
that.
do. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
All right. Mount Rushmore money.
Mount Rushmore money, my friend.
This is, you know, bills. This is change. This is
Got a Buffalo nickel.
you get a
You
Buffalo
got a
nickel.
hay penny.
You got a hay penny, a Canadian quarter, whatever you got. But you have your newer age things, your Venmos and your Cash Apps and your things like that. You got the credit card, you got the debit card, you got PayPal, Apple Pay. Everything's in play here.
It's a lot.
Everything's
It's
in
a
play
lot.
here.
It's a lot.
Chris, do you have your top four?
But I'm as old. I feel like the Mount Rushmore of money has to be all old because it's got to be money. Like I feel like, Venmo's great. I would probably put PayPal on there because it was the original way of doing all that stuff. And if you're gonna put something up there, it needs to be the original.
Yeah.
However, I'm not putting any of those on there. I think that they are the Bill Clintons, the George Bushes, the Barack Obamas later on. You don't get on the Mount Rushmore by being a now person. You get on the
Sure.
Mount Rushmore by being an all-time ancient old great.
Right. Historical figure.
That's why the $2 bill is 1,000% on mine.
Nah, good call.
$2 bill.
Good call.
The Buffalo nickel
Okay.
is on there. The John F. Kennedy 50-cent piece
Yeah.
is 1,000% going to be on there.
Okay.
And you know that if you're going to have a Mount Rushmore, old boy never got to be a president, but he still got his face on money. I mean, and I'm not talking about the what's her name? Pocahontas.
Sacagawea.
Sacagawea. That's who it was. I ain't talking about Sacagawea. I'm talking about Big Benjamin Franklin. Everybody's always talking about the Benjamins. So I'm going $2 bill, Buffalo nickel, only because I like saying Buffalo nickel. What did I say? $2 bill, Buffalo nickel, 50
It's
cent
my
piece.
favorite flavor of chicken.
Absolutely, Buffalo.
Well,
50 cent piece and $100 bill.
nice. Good ones. Very good. Okay. I'm gonna go. I
Don't get me
there's
wrong, credit card was a game changer.
big time.
The Diners Club, I believe, was the very first credit
Is
card.
that right?
Yep.
You didn't know you're getting a history lesson today.
I got you.
I think you got to keep it
Trying not to interrupt you. I just random things pop in my head.
please.
Aaron's grandma was from Germany, or
Oh.
yeah. And her and
So is
her
my
and
grandma.
her grandpa was from Hungary.
My great
And
grandma.
they met, they both came over here after, when they're escaping from the war and all that good stuff. And met over here, had some kids. And her grandma, till the day she died, called it a charger plate. That was a credit card, charger plate. Put it on that big old thing, and she called it a charger plate. And I have no idea. You put the plate. It's, you kind of put a plate inside that little back and forth onto
Make
the
your copy, huh?
onto the carbon copy. Yeah, she called it a charger plate.
Charger, I've never heard that.
Yep, charger
Very
plate.
interesting.
Yep, love that. Anyway, sorry, just popped in my head.
Okay.
I'm good at interrupting.
No, it's perfectly relevant. I'm starting off with the most basic, solid. The $1 bill is so versatile.
Sure.
It's,
Yeah.
I feel
You
like I
know what
would,
though? He's already on the Mount Rushmore.
which makes it even more, which makes it perfect.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right.
I'm going the $1 bill, not because of George Washington, just because a $1 bill, you can, that's something that's, not for everybody, of course, but that's something small enough you can throw to a unhoused
A
person,
bum on the street.
to a guy at the Montana Avenue exit, at the end of the exit. Now to you can I would rather have 10 singles than a $10 bill, to be honest with you. You know
Okay.
that?
Yeah. All right.
Because you can do so many things with the singles.
Yeah. You can't put a $10 bill in a $1 machine if it says it only takes ones.
That's right. That's right. You can't get
Sometimes it says machine doesn't give change.
my boy from the gym can't get 10 rupees with his $10 in a machine.
No, my friend, he cannot.
He needs to get
You're
change.
going to end up with a whole bunch of Sacagaweas, is what you're going to
That's
end up
right. That's right. Or you're gonna have to go get some change, which are gonna be singles, and then you use the singles.
Who
See, there
was
you
the
go.
$1 coin before? Was that Sue? That was a Susan B. Anthony.
Susan B.
Yeah. And then they. Susan B. apparently wasn't, she didn't do a good enough job, so Sacagawea took her over, and they made it gold too. They were like,
Oh yeah.
you're not, you know what, Susan, you did a great thing getting women's rights, but we're gonna go even further back to the woman, and we're gonna make it gold.
Zach Galifianakis had a joke a long time ago, something about way before all the trans stuff became popular, but something about a trans person or somebody he knew that was a woman and became a man or something, and their name was Susan B. Anthony. As if the B was B-E. Anyway, I'm going $1 bill to start off. I'm gonna go with the 50-cent piece as well.
I like the 50-cent piece.
Yeah, because it was like the biggest.
Oh, the
It
monster
was the biggest
50-cent
one.
piece.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
was always, when we were kids, it was very special to find a 50-cent piece.
Yeah, I wonder who was on the 50-cent piece before JFK died.
Was there one? I mean, I don't know. Maybe they just put
Think they
them on there when they.
invented a 50-cent piece for him?
Maybe
Isn't
not
there
for him,
like a
but
$500 bill or something?
probably. I don't know. I don't know that.
Wonder if there's a.
Or is there 100 and goes to 1,000?
Is there a $1,000 bill?
Yeah, there's a
Who's on the
$1,000 bill.
$1,000 bill?
Let's find out.
Okay.
We'll find
Hey
out the
Google,
500.
you keep talking about
There you go.
that. I'll hey Siri. Hey Siri, who's on the $1,000 bill?
She's gonna come up right away, huh? Oh,
She's
takes
thinking.
takes a
She's
minute.
on it. She's on it. She's on it.
Wow, it's late.
Meh,
Takes her a minute.
maybe not. Maybe I woke her up. That's why I just
Good
type
morning,
it.
Siri.
Morning, Siri. Hey, Siri. Who's on the thousand?
Who's speaking?
You can't see it. There is a computer behind Adam's computer screen, like our monitor screen that we have. It's my wife's Apple MacBook that has Siri on it. Grover Cleveland Alexander on the $1,000 bill. Grover Cleveland Alexander. And my girl came up with it too.
Is there a $500 bill?
I don't know, but
Oh, there he is.
$1,000 bill, yeah. Big
There
old mustache on
you
him.
GCA.
Is there a 500? Let's see, 500,000. Yeah, big bills of a bygone era. It sounds like they may not make them anymore. There was
Wow.
a $100,000 bill. Once upon a time, 500. So right now, when you withdraw funds, the biggest bill you'll see today is probably $100. Once upon a time, 500,000, 5,000, 10,000, and $100,000 bills were in circulation. After the last printing of those denominations in 1945, the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve discontinued them in 1969. The Wow. use of large bills in the 21st century has decreased dramatically, and they have been greater targets for counterfeiters versus small denominations.
What do you do if you have a $100,000 bill?
They're still legit legal tender. They are still legit legal tender, but are in limited circulation, except for the $100,000 bill, which was only ever used in fiscal channels. Back in the day, you couldn't just do a bank transfer. You know what I mean? You had to throw a few $100,000 bills in a bag and go horse and buggy, take that thing over to the other bank. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Oh, wow.
Isn't that $100,000 bills? $100,000 bills. $100,000 back then? Wasn't that like a billionaire?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah. Anyway.
$1 bill, 50 cent piece. I'm throwing Venmo in there. How convenient this thing is.
It's pretty crazy.
It's just, and you can even, you can go Cash App, you can go whatever your favorite bank app is to transfer money. It's so easy. It's so, I mean, man, it's a miracle.
Yep.
And then I'm just going debit card, man. I just to have the card in there that has all of your, that, you know, has access to your
denominations banking, of bills and everything.
Yeah. To your bank account. You know, you got, especially the ones with the tap thing now, you just touch it, mm-hmm. the little thing,
yeah.
It takes a second.
Yep.
It's so nice to have that option. You don't have to carry cash.
It's a different world, brother.
Yeah. If you get robbed, then, you know, you don't have to worry that much about it. You just call them and be like, Hey, stolen.
This is Adam Schmidt and, my stuff's stolen.
That's right.
Close that thing down.
That's right.
Close it down. Hopefully he didn't get to the UDF down the street and get about $700,000 worth of gift cards.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the big thing these days. They go after the gift cards.
Yep. Because then you can't trace it after that, I guess, or whatever.
anyway, so Venmo, 50 cent piece, single dollar bill. What was the last one?
Debit card.
Oh, the debit card. Just talked about it. Well done.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Thanks.
Well, we got to come up with a comedy for next week. And I feel like that's going to take you about 3 seconds. So go ahead and say, there's two of them out there now that you're definitely going to do.
Well, are we going to do our comedy for this week?
Oh, we didn't do comedy for this week. Oh, my bad. Slow down, Christopher. Don't forget how this works. You've only done 300 of them. All right. On that note, that was a lot of fun. Let's get on to our friend. What's his name?
Dave Attell.
I kept one. Like, Dave Arquette was in my head. I have no idea why. Dave Attell.
Hot Cross Buns.
Hot Cross Buns.
On Netflix.
Hot Cross Buns. Right. Dave Attell's 40-minute special, or shall we say 37-minute and
yeah.
21-second. Comedy special. First off, Adam, tell us what you thought about it.
When I watch a comedy special for this program, I feel like it starts at a zero, and then as I go on, I either
you've got a number in your head, moving, a moving scale.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Dave Attell for me starts at a five, and then we're going backwards.
Let's go backwards. Did he give him a five?
No, I did not.
So it did go backwards.
Not give him a five. I've seen him live 3 times, and the last time I saw him was the hardest I've probably ever laughed at a comedy show.
Who laughed harder, you or the three black guys in the front row?
Yeah, they were having a good time.
They had a blast.
Yes, this was he shot this in San Francisco, so he made some San Francisco and California jokes in there, some local stuff. But he did it. I love the three or four jokes a minute.
Oh man, heck yeah. He turns them in.
He did one story kind of, but other than that, he goes one joke right after another, rapid fire, and he can jump topics quick too.
Oh, yeah.
And he can do a chunk of four or five or eight jokes about one specific thing, or he can do a joke about something and jump to something else and jump to something else and jump to something else. He just keeps me flowing though. I didn't write down everything that I laughed at, but he had some the I'm a good son. He had a few of those in there. He takes care of his mom.
Yep, making sure he takes all the right pictures.
Yep. Yeah. The Kim Jong-un thing was funny. He wasn't worried about losing his North Korean fan base. the metal detection stuff was kind of funny to me. All of his, and he's been doing these for years, and Zach Galifianakis did a lot of these too. I guess a lot of comedians do. I know I look like.
Oh my gosh. David Tell's been doing that. I know I look like skit for. I mean, get every single bumping mics, that's like basically all it is.
Yeah.
It feels like most of the time.
Right. I always like those.
Yeah.
Some of them are better than others, but I always like those. Anyway, that's what I wrote down, but I laughed at more stuff. There were some jokes where I'm like, okay, yeah, that's probably a little, I felt like that wasn't Dave Attell quality.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
Here
I,
and there.
You know what? There were some times there where that crowd was into it. But there was a couple where, like, he said the punchline, and he's moving right on along because that one didn't go at all.
Yeah.
That only happened. And it'll probably only happen 2 to 3 times, and he's doing, you know, three jokes a minute. You're moving pretty quick.
Yeah.
But, no, totally agree. Hey, you've been to a show 3 times. Mm-hmm. Has he ever pulled out a recorder?
I think he did the last time I saw him when he was here at the Funny Bone. I'm pretty sure
he did the recorder bit.
Yeah.
You're pretty sure. So you don't remember if he did. Like, I feel like that would stick out in my head if a comedian pulls out a recorder.
I'm pretty sure he did. I'm also trying to remember, like, or is that something I saw him do on TV before this? Because I think I did too. I think I've seen him do that.
He
like,
played
like
two recorders at the same time. That was awesome.
Yeah. And then he had under the seats all of the seats recorders for people
out
there.
Not all seats.
Except for one. And that guy played whatever he found.
Yeah, I would have too.
You definitely would have.
I smelled it first, make sure it smelled like rubber. As long as it was clean, non-used, I go ahead. I'm in.
Oh, you gotta watch it to find out what that was. But anyway.
Right.
So yes, that part I didn't really love the recorder stuff.
It was my least favorite part.
Yeah,
by far.
That was my second least favorite part. But
oh,
what was? Go ahead.
The end where he played to the
where
Seals.
He's playing for 2.5 minutes for the Seals.
I get it.
It wasn't
That's
funny to me.
I get it. I get the point of it. It's like I want to make this 40 minutes, and I've got a funny little thing I'm gonna play here. And
I guess the idea was funny,
yeah,
but
the idea was funny for sure. At the beginning of it, I kind of laughed at the very beginning, but when it legit went on for 2.5 minutes and.
The only part I thought was funny about that was at the very last thing he played, he was like,
"Happy birthday.
oh, we got a birthday in the house. All right." He pointed at the Seals.
That was good. It would have been fun if we could have got more words out of it.
Yes.
But that was the point of it as well.
And the funniest part about the recorder thing during the show was his first couple things, he played a little, like, you know, 4 or 5 second thing, and then he would say something immediately after.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, you can only say certain things, you got to say something
intelligent
after that.
After you play something
you can't
like
be
that.
like, doo, 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 you eating that?
He was amazingly good at the recorder.
Yeah, I think he's been doing that for a while.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, I loved it because it's him. I'd probably give him, you know, a few decimal points more. Because it's him, but I gave it a 4.1. I was trying to be as fair as I could.
I did the exact same. I gave him 4.1, the
Nice.
Exact same number.
Nice.
Yep. I thought it was good. Four is like when you hit four, it's like, okay, you got to go see this. This is good. I definitely suggest it. It's not as by far not his best stuff.
Yeah.
But like you said, Dave Attell's best stuff is like 4.6, 4.7. Like, it's big numbers.
Big time. Absolutely.
Dude's hilarious.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
absolutely
hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, now that we've done that, Adam, it's your turn. Let's pick out a comedy segment for next week.
Yep. It's going to be there are a bunch of them in the last couple
there
weeks.
are
Again,
so many out there right now.
Let's see. There's another big one coming out tomorrow, I think. Neil Brennan. Actually, I think that just came
That
out, but
just
there's
came
one.
out. Yeah.
There's another one I think coming up.
Dimitri Martin just came out.
That's the one we're doing. That's the one I'm
I
picking.
figured.
Dimitri Martin. I can't wait to see this. Yeah. And it's called Dimitri Deconstructed
Nice.
on Netflix.
Okay.
Good old Dimitri.
Very interested. I'm looking now. Is this a black and white special? Or is
Yeah.
that just the intro?
I've only seen the trailers and stuff I've seen have
Oh,
only
okay.
been in black and white, so maybe.
This is going to be different. It's told in
Maybe.
parts. I'm looking at your phone as it's going. Okay, he's standing up doing comedy. All right, good.
Yeah.
So when this was, I'm not going to lie to you. What was that guy's name? He won like awards for best comedy and all this stuff during the pandemic. And Bo Burnham. I did not
Oh.
think the pandemic special thing he did was good in any way, shape, or
I
form.
adored it.
I know a lot of people
Yeah.
did. I didn't. That was like
It wasn't
I.
stand-up comedy.
It was not stand-up comedy. How does he win awards for stand-up comedy with that?
He is a stand-up comedian. And that was his only option then, really. I mean, unless you did the Sam Morril thing where you go on rooftops and stuff, but
He could have done a stand-up comedy show in his basement too, to nobody.
I don't think he was going around anybody anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think he does. I don't think he does comedy anymore. He like hates Hollywood, hates the fame and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So he came out with a comedy special, quote unquote, singing special. And
He's extremely talented. That's part of the
yeah.
draw for me, I
And I'm
think.
sure he likes to do all that stuff. He just doesn't want to be whatever. That is what it is. All right. So Dimitri Martin, we'll do that. And I am going to do, you know what we're gonna do,
What's
Adam? We've already done it. I can't say that.
that?
I was gonna say colors.
Yeah, we've done color.
Colors. Let's go.
Do something color related.
Let's go.
Favorite. I know you earlier you were suggesting favorite white people, but I was like, I don't know if we should do that.
Yeah, I try not to just pull it into one race. You know what I mean? If we're gonna do it, I feel like it needs to be.
And I was like, well, what about favorite people of color? You're like, no, we're not doing that. I was like, gosh, man,
Yeah. I mean, that's just not what I felt like doing today. All right.
okay.
Stick it. Don't at me. What are we gonna do for a favorite? Let's go Mount Rushmore presidents. No. Isn't that the Mount Rushmore? That was my joke.
We could do presidents.
Mount Rushmore of, man, I did not take too much time to think about this. All right. We've done the Mount Rushmore of Jordans.
Yeah, the shoes.
Yeah, just don't want to say shoes. Shoe brands. Let's do the Mount Rushmore of shoe brands.
Okay.
This will be easy. Piece of cake.
All right.
Has Hoka been around long enough to get onto the Mount Rushmore? I don't think so,
Of
but
course, if it's
maybe
one of
you
your
think
four
so.
favorite, it's one of your four favorite.
I don't, but maybe you do.
You got
So,
ponies and roos, kangaroos or whatever they were, and you
yeah,
get the
the Pumas.
pumas.
Yeah, we got Adidas. You got Converse.
Right?
Yeah, there's a few of them out there. A few of them out there. You got Buddies.
Brooks. Remember Brooks?
Nope.
Remember LA Knights or LA
LA Lights.
LA Lights, was it?
LA Lights.
LA
Remember you
Lights.
walk and they light up on the back.
Yeah, that's right.
LA Lights.
That's
Heck
right.
yeah. I definitely remember those. I think those are still out. We can still get some light up shoes.
There was like a British BK, wasn't it like BK something? British Knights. British Knights.
British Knights.
British Knights.
I
Yes.
don't remember
BK.
those, but that
Yeah.
kind of sounds familiar.
Hey, computer Siri, what about British Knights?
Yeah.
Do you remember British Knights?
You want me to get her on? I can get her on for
The
you.
guy, I like to do that character, the guy that doesn't know how to ask
Yeah,
Siri stuff.
exactly. Hey, computer girl.
Intelligent
Hey, Lexi. What is it called again?
Devices.
Somebody tell this GPS. What's his name? Garwin? Garwin, tell me how to get there. All right. So there you go. We've got Mount Rushmore of shoes, and we have the
Dimitri Martin.
Dimitri Martin special. Till next week, don't forget to turn your headlights on.